killing strangers with different colored skins is a good idea for democracy. I think I need to find a fucking statue. Now I know what you're thinking here. Wow, this podcast has gone on for 25 minutes. It's probably time to end. But you know what? I say fuck that. You know why I say that? Because the deeper we go into this May, and I think we should probably just go ahead and finish May, the better it is. And there are a couple of things in here I think that are pretty good that you guys have, you know, if you're only going to listen to like 6 minutes of this shit, you're going to miss out on. And I like the idea of casual fans missing out on shit. And only like three people who really like, I know there are only like three people who really like the stuff that I write in the whole world. And it should make me sad, but, you know, well, I guess it does. But there are three people out there who really, really, really like the stuff I write, and I like the idea that they might be listening to this podcast, and they're the only ones who've made it this far. So that would be good. So let's go Saturday, May 8th. We're all doomed. I don't know if you can hear me clicking around on my microphone here. Hopefully you can't. I just don't feel like – I'm not going to edit anything either today. By the way, I got another Bud Ice. That is delicious. It's not that bad, actually. The more you have, the less it tastes like shit. Saturday, May 8th, 2010. Are we all doomed? Because one day robots will be smarter than people. And what's left of morality now? Decadence? A long time ago, this blog lost its edge. The blog lost its edge because it stopped being about you so much and started being more about me. That's when you got bored of this blog, and really, that's when I got bored about writing it. Now I just write in this blog for the hell of it. I don't write for the chance to get an unpaid internship at a cell phone review site. No. I write for the chance to get pimped by some pharmacy tech school via a linked keyword in a buried article written about 2 years ago, just so I can score the $100 I need for some random electronic device I want. Shit, I'll take their money, and I'll take yours too. If you've got $100 or more, I can link to your ass, and you can get the benefit of literally dozens of hits a year. But it's your money. Go ahead and waste it for all I care. You probably will. Just like the girl who wastes her time bending at the knee in full-length body shots because she's read how that elongates the body and makes you appear thin and model-like. Whatever. You still have thick, chunky thighs like the kind that Tom Landry would salivate over when he drafted middle linebackers. You can try and hide that shit with those big-ass boots and short shorts a la Miley Cyrus, but at your age, no one's buying it anymore. Or at the very least, no one could look past your huge thighs, knowing that at the very least, the secret treasure of undisturbed underage pussy awaited. Or maybe those are just my hang-ups, written large. All I know is that we're all doomed, and no matter what we do, we're doomed. If we make the world a better place, well, that just provides a time for the robot takeover. The human soul is dead, and if it's not dead yet, it soon will be, if we let the computational man take over. Robots and computational men have no need for the soul, and all they need is just computational statistics and mobile phones. The above link, you would have to read this on the webpage, is 7 pages of required reading. But here's a teaser about the story that got me thinking about doing this post. Here's the teaser of the story. Could you live your life like this? Do you know anyone who does? Or report on what it's like to live your life based on what your life's data that you've recorded on your computer says you should do. If you can't read it, yeah, that was useless. I don't know why I did all that. If you can't read it, go away. I don't need ye clogging up the internet pathways, or tubes for that matter, that lead to this blog, and from this blog to the truth. The robots, I fear, will be like the people from the article above. People just like you and me, only different because the new people will not have souls. those people slash robots are judged by me to be soulless because they will live in a world where it will no longer be an imperative to see through our daily existence into a truth buried at a deeper level. Instead, the self of our most trivial thoughts and actions, the self that, without technical help, we might barely notice or recall, is understood as the self that we ought to know. In case you did not know, let me tell you as loudly as I can that we are all living in a time of transition from the human to the robot. We've been living in that time since Nietzsche pronounced the death of God, though we did not know it then. Back then, Freddy felt it was okay to live in a decadent age like ours because he thought that the future was at least semi-open. How sanguine. Freddy even thought he could even become the master, or that we could become the masters of our fate. Who knew the father of the Holocaust could be such an optimist? But he was wrong. The future is not open. The future is dead, and all we have become is the humanless. All too humanless. Now, I know on the blog I did not link to that, and I probably should have hyperlinked, because I'm sure none of you grasp what I just alluded to, and that is a book by Friedrich Nietzsche, which is Human, All Too Human. So that's, therefore, I've translated the robot becoming to humanless, all too humanless. So that was clever. It was clever. You would not get that, but it was clever. If you knew about that, it would be clever, but obviously you did not. We're going to continue, and we're going to make this like the biggest, longest fucking podcast in history. For some reason, I feel like doing podcasts. It's 5:19 in the morning. I continue to drink Bud Ice. And I continue to read to you here Wednesday, May 5th, 2010. Somebody should tell the FBI that Miley Cyrus has a new video out. And you should totally go see this video if you have not. It's Miley Cyrus. It's called Can't Be Tamed. If I was a good podcaster, I would be playing the music below what I was speaking right now. But I'm not. I'm not a good podcaster. I started making money on this podcast, then I would do shit like that. But I don't, so fuck that. Okay. Miley Cyrus has a sexy new video out, and I think you should check it out. And by check it out, I mean you should masturbate to it. Unless masturbating to minors is illegal in your state. In which case, I would never suggest doing things that are illegal because, from what my attorney has told me, even suggesting to someone that they should do something illegal can itself sometimes be illegal. Well, isn't that a bitch? All I can say about that whole idea, is that only a lawyer could come up with an idea like that. I mean, just telling someone to jump off a roof when you're 6 shouldn't get you into trouble, even if you're the older brother. I thought that little fucker could fly, or in any case, at his weight, I figured the fall would do him no harm. Just like a ladybug that gets dropped from a tall plant and falls harmlessly to the ground. I mean, it's not like I had a degree in physics in the 6th grade, and I'm sure my brother was old enough not to have listened to me. He had free will. According to my pastor, who spoke in my defense, God love him. Either way, now I have to walk around with a felony on my record. The only thing worse is that I'm made to suffer from the constant watch of the authorities. All because I'm buying the number Google search for fuck the FBI. I'm the number one. I fucked that up. The only thing worse is that I'm made to suffer from the constant watch of the authorities. And this is all because I'm the number one Google search. If you Google search this, fuck the FBI, by buying an SUV on Craigslist, I'm the number one Google search that comes up for that. So there you go. Now, is it me, or do things not seem fair in the universe? On to even less fair shit. I'm going to be losing my phone and internet service soon because I have a lazy and incompetent roommate who avoids work like I avoid you on the street. In addition to the LRS, lazy roommate syndrome, I have no money because I have 2 wage garnishments on my wages, which is just another way of saying that if I was a naturalized Pakistani, you might want to You might not want to sell me any fireworks or alarm clocks if I drive up next to you in a tinted Land Rover. I prefer Land Rovers to SUVs. What can I say? How about I promise that if you give me money, I will buy a Land Rover, but even if I get it, the window's tinted. I live in Arizona, so I will. I will not go out of my way to blow shit up. So for the next few weeks or months, you notice I'm not blogging. It all has to do with the fact that I can no longer afford basic cable, phones, or even the internet. Send me your cheap laptop. I will need something Wi-Fi because I plan on sleeping at the local 24-hour Whataburger because at least they have air conditioning, and I don't have an extra $300 to buy electricity anymore. Are we happy, Capital One? They're the fuckers that are getting me. Did I read that the SVU terrorist wanted to blow up the financial center of New York just like in Fight Club? Maybe we should have given that guy a tutorial on ignition switches. P.S. Happy Miley Cyrus Masturbation Day to you. Well. Wow, we have actually one more. Holy shit. I believe there's still... There may even be one more beyond that. Let's find out. It looks like. Yeah, we have one Mr. Adada. On May 2nd, I'm just going to go ahead and finish this up so we can get all of May done. Mr. Adada has a message he'd like to share with you about charity funds. This is based off an email that I got. Obviously a junk email where they're trying to spam you. A spam email that's trying to get you. But he's a message he'd like to share to you about charity funds. Like a middling rock band past their heyday, you sit and type into your computer. Like those rockers, you have no expectations and nothing to prove. You know success. You know no success will come of it. But you're not worried about the future. You never have been. The future is not real. You are Zen, Buddha, motherfucker. You live only here in the now. But somewhere in the 21st century, living in the moment got mixed up. You don't feel authentic, even with the freedom to do nothing. If you had any passion, you'd get really angry about the second wage garnishment that they just slapped on your wages. You'd go after those fuckers, or at the very least, you should have put up a fight and gone to the hearing. You could have, but put on a show at the courthouse. You could have wasted hours of the court time talking about the shady practices of loan companies like credit card companies and student loan companies. You, the victim of scuttlebucket efforts, vain attempts to remain solvent in these decadent times. But what is that sliver of truth that cuts at your mind just as you get the righteous anger of the indignant? Is it that you owe the money, that the markets and justice system are right, that society has sanctioned you, and you should just accept its judgment? Don't we live in the best of possible worlds? Who are you to cry, white man? Don't the silent just whisper and die? Don't the starving masses wish for your life? Have you not asked others to get mad about something important and not the naked self-interest that sits behind the mask of your self-pity? That's not a call for impotence, some part of your mind reminds you. Funny, some part of your mind demanding reason from you. But you're used to ignoring that part of your mind, even the neurons that clamor for your attention, and some Minsky-esque showdown shows how futile such a request could be from you. No. No, you're way past learning from your mistakes. You're just a wagon on the road. The wagon goes where the road does. Newton works his magic here. Karma is a lot like undisturbed momentum. Maybe that's why you hate karma so much. Fuck karma. Fuck responsibility. Fuck the little magic man in the sky for not coming down to save you. And most of all, fuck the momentum of it all. Well, I think this might be the record for the longest podcast in history. Almost 40 minutes. But that's pretty cool. Hopefully you enjoyed some of this. If you have, give me a shout-out. Twitter me. do be the Facebook, all that sort of stuff, and make the show as popular as ever, and then I can get like a deal with CBS and become a huge sellout and make lots of money. This is Romeo's Tea. A good night and good luck.